Almost 10,000 pairs of cowboy boots are leaving their mark in New Orleans this week as cattle producers gather to network, learn from professionals, and engage in industry discussions. And despite which way the cattle market is going, North Dakota Stockmen's Association President Dan Rorvig says the atmosphere is always positive and upbeat.
I've had the good fortune to attend several of them now. I always enjoy that atmosphere. It's a in spite of which way the cattle market is going on that particular day, it's a very progressive group of people who are just trying to do the right thing for their industry and promote the business and promote the lifestyle. And our North Dakota Stockmen's Association, I know there's going to be a good showing from the association, from the board of directors, from our neighbors and friends. So we're looking for a really good turnout.
From a 7-acre trade show to policy discussions, the Mackville, North Dakota rancher goes on to say there are many items on the agenda at convention.
You know, of course, there's a lot of policy that gets discussed there. I sit on a tax and credit committee where we discuss policy affecting those things, and that's interesting, fake meat or cell cultured product, and that's, of course, is going to be discussed a whole lot more at the national level. But the trade show is awesome. I think it's 7 acres of trade show from various companies and representatives.
This morning, the American National Cattlewoman meetings are taking place, and the NCBA Beef Industry Forum kicks off at 10 a.m. The Red River Farm Network's coverage of the Cattle Industry Convention is made possible in part by the North Dakota Stockmen's Association, the North Dakota Galvey Association, and Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.